Shanice, I really appreciate you coming over and helping me plan my party tonight.
Oh, no problem. Hey, you know, I just planned a party for my Aunt Alice's funeral. It was so much fun. Oh, and the magician was the bomb.
Shanice, why would you have a magician at a funeral?
Because everyone was so sad. Oh, but when he sawed Uncle Mark in half, people forgot all about Aunt Alice.
Great. Anyway, about my party, I'm trying to find a theme for it.
Oh, how about the theme from Star Wars? Oh, no, no, the theme from Shaft. Da-da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-dum-dum. Who's the cat who won't cop out when there's danger all about? Shaft, can you dig it?
Like that, right?
Why don't you just take notes and let me do the thinking?
Okay, but you know, sometimes two heads are better than one.
Not in this case. Now, when I say theme, I mean, you know, the flavor of a party, like Halloween, Christmas.
How about a Groundhog's Day party?
Ooh, something like that. Now, picture this. I see people dancing and music and food and people all around me, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm the center of attention, you know, because it's all... Wait a minute. That's just it. I'll be the theme because... it's all about me and my new job. Can you picture that?
Yeah, okay, hold on. Okay, I see it.
Okay.
I see it.
Good.
Okay, done.
Let me see what you got.
Is this what you pictured?
What's up? That's how it's gonna be. Yeah. Uh-huh, taste that, baby. Put your lips on that. What's the matter? What you think?
Oh, I think it needs some more sugar.
Oh, yeah, we gonna party tonight, guys!
Hey, Tommy, man, I can't wait till Martin get here with that food, man. Brother's starving like Marvin.
You know, that's too bad, because that's food for the party tonight.
Cole. Who's Marvin?
He was this dude that was hungry.
Damn, Pam, I can't believe how far I had to park away from your doghouse.
I'm surprised you managed to get out of the car seat all by yourself.
Where do you want me to put these wings? In the fridge next to the kennel ration?
Just put them over there, tickle me ear, Mo.
You know, Pam, I think it's really great that you're having a little party to celebrate your new gig down at the record company. I did the same thing when I got my new job.
Tommy, I don't remember you having no party.
And I damn sure don't remember you having no job, Tommy.
No. We got to roll, Pam.
Oh, yeah. I still have to figure out what I'm going to wear.
It's just a party, Shanice.
No, honey. I mean for work tomorrow.
Okay. We'll see y'all a little later, all right?
You get on out, too.
Hey, look.
Get out.
I'm home.
Get out.
You know, I ain't like that, but look, one more thing before I go. You might want to open up a window.
How come?
Because it smells like Lion Country Safari up in here. Huh, man.
Yep.
Oh, really, Tammy?
Mm-hmm. They got Jimi Hendrix, too. Is that Bruce Lee paging me? Would you please tell him I don't want to be in a relationship right now? I'm seeing Denzel.
You know what that means, Tammy. It's time to take your medication.
No, Nurse Roy. I don't want any more medication. I'm not going to take any more medication because I don't have to. Now, I'm gonna see my
my cousin Pam. All aboard! La-da-dee, la-da-da.
It's a nice apartment. Girl, I have not seen you in ages. What have you been up to? Oh, I've been in Krypton, Paris, for the past few years doing that modeling thing. Well, you sure got the face for it with your fine self. Nice coat. Did you get that in Paris?
Oh, this? No, I just did a little window shopping on my way over here.
You know what? The timing is perfect because I'm having a party tonight.
Now that I remember, girl, you used to lose your mind on the dance floor.
Well, you swing from one chandelier and they never let you forget it.
Well, you just make yourself at home. I'm gonna finish my makeup.
Sit! Stay!
What's the party for?
I just got a new job at a record company.
Who are these people in the picture with you?
Those are my friends. The one with the big head is my girl, Gina, and the one with the big ears is her husband, Martin.
Who's a tall, bald brother?
That's Tommy. Oh, yeah, Cole is the short, thick one.
Nice hat.
They're coming! They're coming! Get down! Get down!
Get you anything?
No. I need a drink.
Is this the kitchen?
Yeah, help yourself. The hell is wrong with her? Phew, whoa, slow down. Can I help you?
As a matter of fact, you can. You could come along with us without giving us any trouble.
Who the hell are you, bro?
You're the one that called us half hour ago. You said to come and get you.
What are you talking about, Baldy? I didn't call anybody.
Oh, come on now, Tammy. You escaped from the mental hospital, and now we're taking you back.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me Tammy's been in a mental hospital? What, y'all got it all wrong. See, first of all, I'm not Tammy. I'm her cousin Pam.
Right, and I'm Cousin It.
I'm your Uncle Fester.
You can change your hair, but you can't fool us.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. I said Tammy is in the kitchen.
Sure she is. I bet she tap danced with Sammy Davis Jr.
Come on, Tammy. Let's go.
Wait a minute. Go where? She's in the kitchen. Y'all got the wrong girl. Tammy! I said Tammy! Get off me!
Can't wait to get my party on.
Get off of me! Right, I was getting ready for my party, right? And then my cousin Tammy had showed up, right? And then she was telling me that she was a model and all this stuff. And then she had went to get a drink, right? And then I'm telling y'all, my name is Pamela James, and I live in Herbie Hancock Park, and I was framed by my cousin Tammy.
This multiple personality thing is new.
Yeah, she worse now than before she escaped.
Escape?
Oh, it's that time again.
Time for what, lady?
It's time for your shot.
I don't need no shot. Oh, damn. Ouch. Ouch.
Get there.
Dang, this party's off the hook.
What's up with Pam on the dance floor?
Yo, Pam, what you was doing out there? The Wackarena?
Hey, how's about showing big time if you don't move, babe?
Hold on.
Hey.
Sorry, Baldy, but word on Krypton is you ain't got no job. Besides, I like my men short, fine, and employed. Like him. Excuse me. How about this dance, Denzel?
Damn, you must be out your damn mind. You know damn well I don't dance with no kangaroos. No.
Don't be sweating them, Sugarfoot. You dance with Bowleg Lou.
What's wrong, man?
I don't know, man. Pam bugger, she act like she don't even know me.
Well, Tommy, that's what you get for messing around with nature, man. I told you, look, God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Weave, man.
I'm gonna agree with Tommy on this one, man. Pam is definitely tripping.
I think so, too. I mean, Martin doesn't look anything like Denzel.
You know what? I can't lie. In all the years I've known Pam, this is the first time her breath wasn't humming like bad chitlins. Wild Kingdom.
Martin, is that you?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Pam.
Pam? Hold up. How can I be talking to Quasimodo and looking at Quasimodo at the same time?
No, Martin, that's my crazy cousin Tammy. She just escaped from Sybil Sinai Hospital and set me up. Now she's partying at my house and I'm stuck in a nut house.
Well, lady, it sounds like you in the right place.
Shut it up, O.J. Shrimpson. Now is not the time. Now put those plungers you call ears to the phone and listen up.
Damn, it's really you, Pam.
Of course it's me. But if you don't get me out of here, they gonna give me a lobotomy.
La Bamba. Yo, that was my jam. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la.
Oh, well, I ain't got a problem with that.
Oh, come on, Martin. Stop playing. I need your help. You all I got. Oh, snap. Here come the nurse.
Pam's in trouble, man.
You ain't lying. That bunny hop played out years ago.
Nah, that ain't Pam, man. That's her cousin Tammy.
Tammy? Well, where's Pam?
She just called and said she was on lockdown at Sybil Sinai.
Oh, okay. Now it's making sense to me. Pam told me she has a cousin who looks exactly like her. She said she was eccentric.
Eccentric? In the hood, that means she's crazy.
Shh, there she comes.
So, still gonna give me that dance, Denzel?
First of all, I ain't Denzel, and you ain't Pam, Tammy. Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm not going back. You can't make me go back! Beat me up, Scotty.
Tommy, man, look, grab her!
Hell no, I ain't grab her. You grab her.
Co, grab her.
Man, please. Crazy people know how to fight.
Shut these hell out.
Go ahead, Charlie. You can do it.
Hello? Scotty! Captain Kirk!
Oh, he's not answering. I must be broken.
You broken! She broke my Terminator! Oh! That'd be one to beam up, Scotty. Scotty!
And you actually expect me to believe that story?
Hell yeah! I'm telling you, the patient back there is Pam, not Tammy.
In that case, where is Tammy?
Well, she was back at the house slow dancing with Bowleg and Lou, then she rolled out.
Who is Bowleg and Lou?
How am I supposed to know, lady? It's not my party.
If you can't prove your allegations, then there's nothing I can do about it.
Okay, ma'am. Look, can we at least talk to her?
Sure you could if you were a family member or a doctor, but you're not, so you can't.
All right, you get an attitude.
Oh, look out, Jerry. Look out. Oh. Hey, man, this hospital's a bomb, yo. Like, we can watch TV all day and I can eat all the ice cream I want.
Everyone here is so nice, Martin. I mean, we just met them. They're just like our family.
Why ain't I surprised?
You know what, Mom? We can't let Pam go out like this, man.
Yeah, Tom, I know that, but what... You know what, Tommy?
What?
I got an idea. Just flow with me.
All right.
Okay.
Excuse me, nurse. I'm here to examine the patient.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, which one?
Tammy. The one with the fake hair, foul breath, and funky attitude. That would be her. Yeah.
I've never seen you on my shift.
No?
You must be a new resident.
Yeah. Hi. I'm new in the neighborhood. Hi, I'm Dr. J.
Dr. J?
Yeah. How you doing?
I think I've heard of you. I'm Nurse Young.
Hello, Nurse Young.
I'll go get the patient.
All right.
I'll go get the patient.
You know, Cole, Pam didn't tell us Abraham Lincoln lived here.
I don't know. She don't know.
Oh, look, Sesame Street's on.
Oh, snap.
That's my favorite.
Hey, yo, was Big Bird a boy or a girl? You know,
hey. Please, nurse, no more medication.
It's okay. Oh, here she is, doctor. We had to restrain her after she just took out an orderly.
Oh. I never thought I'd be so happy to see the smallest man in the world.
Yeah, well, that's funny coming from the ugliest woman in the world.
Here's the chart. Where would you like to do the examination?
Examination?
Doc, why don't we use the stethoscope, Dr. J?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, patient, hold on. After the doctor tries to get you out of here, shut your mouth.
Not unless
shut
the doctor wants to lose his hand.
Will you stop it?
Doctor, shall I call the orderly?
No, that's not necessary. What we need to do is move her to a more secure facility.
Or game reserve.
You got to come on, Tammy.
Here we go.
Come on, let's go.
All right, we're just about to get out of here.
Look here, dumb and dumber. Tell Forrest Gump and them we got to roll. Let's be out.
Everybody, my people, 1, 2, 3.
Ooh!
Thank you very much.
Hold it! They're not doctors. They're trying to bust Tammy out of here. Lock them up.
All right. You know what? I hope y'all got an emergency room, because if y'all try to stop us, we're taking you out.
Hold it! Hello? Tammy!
I don't like it out here. Everybody I talk to says Elvis is dead. They're all crazy.
Hold on, Tammy. Tell Nurse Young where you are and we'll come and get you.
Kay?
Yes, there's been a bit of a misunderstanding here.
It's okay. It's fine. Things like this happen. I just hope you don't misunderstand what I'm gonna do to you when I get out of this jacket. Martin, you know what? I'm just so happy. You really looked out for a sister.
Yeah. Well, it ain't no big thing. It ain't the first time I saved you from a dog catcher.
It's hot. Oh, man! What the hell? Who messed up my apartment?
Shoot. Looking like somebody threw down up in here.
No, it's more like somebody threw up in here.
Tommy, slowly my nerves are going.
Okay.
My nerves are shot, Tommy.
All right, Pam, don't worry. We're gonna help you clean up, all right?
I will help you as long as I can with a brother getting sleepy.
So, you been drinking?
Nah, man, I don't drink. Nurse Freud gave me a shot in the ass.
Bro, I'm feeling lovely.
Okay, I tell you what. Why don't you guys go in the kitchen and wash some dishes, okay?
Good idea.
And you wash dishes. Yeah.
Come on, baby.
What? What?
Let's go wash the dishes.
Oh, you don't want to wash dishes. I know what you want to do.
I'm just gonna get out of these hospital clothes.
Okay. All right, I'll be in here. Yeah, starting up in here. Hey! Wait, how'd you get dressed so quick? Wait. Pam, how come you put on your party clothes to clean up?
Clean up? Mm-mm, the party ain't over.
What?
Come on, let's get our boogie on.
Oh, Pam, what are you doing? Pam.
Oh, no. Tommy, why do you have the music so loud? Tammy?
Oh, my damn. Y'all look like bookends. Wait. Tammy.
No, I'm Pam. No, I'm Pam.
No, I'm Pam.
Okay, guys, I don't know. Now, y'all look identical.
Not for long. I'm sorry. I just wanted to have a little fun, that's all. I think I go to the hospital now. Oh, you go back to the hospital, but you going in the ambulance. Oh,
okay.
First of all, I ain't Denzel. And you ain't Tammy, Pam.
Am I Pam? Or am I Tammy?
You're not Tammy, Pam.
No.
You're not Pam, Tammy. You ain't Pam, Tammy. Damn it, you ain't Pam, Tammy. Because it smells like country, lion, safari. It's lion, country, safari up there. Bye, bye!